Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hey, and welcome to today's episode of the Deep Reflection Podcast. I'm John, joining you from the oasis in the desert, Dubai, UAE, and I am delighted to share the good news today, which is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift at the altar and go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court, otherwise your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." Sisters and brothers, the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone. My name is John. I've been living in Dubai since 1999. Almost 95% of my life now, and growing up as an expat in an impressively diverse country like the UAE, I have encountered so many kinds of people. A melting pot of different cultures and races with different behaviors, attitudes, and personalities. You have the rich and the righteous, the young and ambitious, the strong and arrogant, the misers and the spendthrifts, the obese and fitness gurus. Diversity is said to have a positive impact in all aspects of society, be it for the economy, a company, or a community. It is a great example of human unity despite the different ways we were all made and blessed by God. However, if we're not sensitive or compassionate enough as individuals, it then becomes a pathway to disagreements, arguments, that can escalate to angry and heated violence. And so, being in the middle of this melting pot, I adapted to how to deal with different kinds of people, even if there is a language barrier in between. Sometimes our actions do speak louder than words, like when I decided to help an old Muslim woman cross the street, thinking that it was okay to hold her hand to assist her, unaware that then it was against the law to be in physical contact with Muslim women without their consent. Luckily, she did not press charges. Or, the time when I had to deal with a truly unpleasant boss in my first job, this caused me to accumulate a sense of hatred towards terrible managers and management teams. Even today in my current job in sales, I face so many different people with different attitudes on the floor, and I get a fair share of great and nasty customers. This led me to reflect and correlate the gospel of today to my daily life. Do I forgive others who wrong me? Do I still continue to love despite the ill treatment I have received? Do I increase or decrease my patience with certain people in the workplace? Should I still remain friendly and open to trust others, or be indifferent and cold towards people? The gospel today is clearly about repentance of the wrongs we have done to our sisters and brothers, and the ultimate grace and guarantee of God's mercy. But it also is about the grace and mercy that we share to those that have inflicted pain in our own lives. Hence why we also include this when we say the Our Father prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Over the years, I have realized that God wants to bless us in every way, but we willfully prevent His blessings from flowing in our lives because of three things. One is unrepented sin, another is unforgiveness, and the third is inability or unwillingness to surrender things into His hands. If we are able to do these three things, repent, forgive, and surrender, the blessings are overwhelming, and thousands of people, quite literally including myself, can testify how life problems have been resolved by being open to God's grace of mercy and love. Sometimes I still struggle with setting aside my pride and asking for forgiveness to those friends and family and colleagues I have hurt. But I realize that doing this and hearing the words "I forgive you" is 1,000 times way lighter than carrying the heavy weight of hatred and pride. Isn't it better to receive God's abundance of blessings than to keep harboring negative feelings and hatred towards our brothers and sisters? Isn't peace better? And so, let's not waste any more time and reconcile with everybody today. Give a hug to that person that needs it the most and say, "It's okay, I forgive you." Or bury the poisonous pride inside and simply just ask for forgiveness. Now could be your time to make a small but simple difference in the world, and it all starts with "I'm sorry." Thank you for listening to the Deep Podcast. Be sure to be subscribed and tune in regularly for your dose of wisdom and grace from God. This is John, and wishing you much love and God bless.